We rarely connect the dots between feminism and our current societal woes, but political commentator and activist Matt Walsh does so on a regular basis. During a recent episode of his podcast on The Daily Wire, he described in detail a memo drafted in 1969 by Frederick Jaffe, who was then a vice president of Planned Parenthood. The document, known as the Jaffe Memo, was written in response to a request from the head of an influential population control organization. Matt Walsh describes the Jaffe Memo as a step-by-step roadmap for depopulating the United States. Step number one, restructure family. Postpone or avoid marriage. In the 60s, the median marriage age was 20 for women. Now it's 29 and rising. Matt Walsh points out that for women, fertility starts to decline rapidly at age 30, and that is right at the moment that many women are now getting married, a recipe for decline intentionally concocted. The Jaffe Memo's step number two is alter image of ideal family size. By 1971, Pew Research showed Americans' preferred number of children had switched from 4 to 2. Planned Parenthood began, in 1950, to underwrite the search for an effective oral contraceptive. In 1965, Planned Parenthood won a right to privacy at the U.S. Supreme Court. This resulted in the repeal of laws against the use of birth control by married couples. Step number three was a call to encourage increased homosexuality. Mr. Walsh points out that it isn't about equal rights, it's about curbing the human population. Number four, fertility agents in the water supply. And number five, one of the feminists' biggest successes, encourage women to work. This brought more taxes into governments and contributed to the breakdown of the family, achieving two goals of the left. We are not yet at depopulation, but the birth rate has dropped below replacement level, another sad consequence of feminism. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.